Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, I thought it would be interesting for the peoples if we learned them a little something in the culinary world here.
Love that.
They've put this article on thetakeout.com.
Yeah.
You like that site.
Great
site.
Thetakeout.com.
And it is foods and drinks with misleading names.
Okay.
All right. The first one on the list, when I first saw it, I was like, well, that's just dumb. It's Welsh rabbit. You know, the dish Welsh rabbit.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, it's not Welsh rabbit. It's Welsh rarebit is what it's called. Rarebit. R-A-R-E-B-I-T. But it sounds like Welsh rabbit when people say it. So that's what a lot of people have taken to calling it.
Oh.
But it's not rabbit at all.
It isn't?
No. It's like a cheese spread on toast.
Oh. Cheese toast.
Yeah. Let's see what they say.
It's a fancy name for
toasted bread covered in a cheddar cheese sauce, mustard. It's kind of like a beer cheese.
Okay.
That you put on toast. That's what Welsh rarebit is.
Okay. Yeah. It's a fancy name for something that's not so fancy. Yeah. And it makes you think it's rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know this one, and it fits completely into this category. Sweetbreads.
Oh, yeah.
Sweetbreads is nothing about bread. It's like the intestines and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Organ meat, basically, is what it is. It's the throat and the pancreas of young animals like calves and lambs and stuff.
Yum, the throat, yeah. You say. Oh.
But yummy, the reason yummy. It's called sweetbreads is because of the creamy consistency of it. And it was originally called in the Old English, because that does sound, it's an English thing, right?
Yeah.
This dish. Yeah. Braid was what it was called. Braid. Oh,
like bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they started just running it together and calling it, because the sweet part came from the creamy consistency of what it was. And then the.
I'm going to throw up.
Okay, black pudding. That's another British thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the full English breakfast. I've heard of that. And it's made with blood, I think.
It's, let's see. Yeah, it's pork blood mixed with various herbs and spices in either oatmeal or barley as the filler in it.
Blood and oatmeal.
It looks like it looks like a sausage. The filler part is oats and barley. And this is why, you know, you ever wonder why do people always talk about British food being so bad? It's because this is traditional, you know, British food.
Yeah, right.
Sweet bread and black pudding.
Yeah.
All right. And then here's one. Hog head cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Well, or they just call it head cheese.
Yeah.
This is like, these things are probably staples in Tech D Rob's diet.
You know, head cheese and.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Logan, so, head cheese.
So it has nothing to do with dairy products. Hog head cheese. It's where you take the head and you boil it, simmer it, and all of the stuff peels away from it. And then you make a, you know, it's kind of like a collagen from the meaty bits.
Oh.
And then they put that into sausages, you know, sausage casings, and make sausage out of that. And then sometimes they just use it to spread it on things. It says a spread rather than, you know, they'll mold it into small cubes sometimes. But it's not like just sitting and picking meat off of a pig's head.
Yeah.
Even though it does
you know, the name would sound like that. Now, this is a good one. I think everybody knows what this one is. Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Those are bull nuts.
Those are balls, yeah. Yeah. Do you know anybody that's had those?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah. There's a comedian named Rodney Carrington. He's a Southern comedian. He used to be really popular. Well, I guess he still is.
Maybe.
He's and he had this line. He'd say, you get drunk and you go in there and you're like, hey. He said, because if they called them bull nuts, it'd be a lot fewer people ordering them.
Yeah, well.
You know, they call them Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
He goes, so you get drunk, you go in there and say, hey, bring me a plate of them bull nuts and leave the hair on them.
Ugh. It's just vile. Man.
But they're breaded, battered, deep fried.
Do they?
Kind of like what? Like a fried mushroom.
They leave them whole or do they slice them up?
Whole.
Whole balls.
Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Do they? Well, I don't even know if I can say it. Do they remove what balls, you know, do they?
They take it out of the sack.
Yeah.
From castrated bulls.
They take it out of the sack.
Yeah, because they, you know, when you castrate a bull, you cut its nuts off.
Right.
So then they save that part and, you know, take it out of the, take. So each bull is going to give you two oysters.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. So, but you cut them out of the sack. You don't just take the sack and then fry that.
Fry that.
Yeah, so you take them out of that, bread them, fry them.
And they're about the size of a mushroom, like a fried mushroom, or are they bigger?
They're bigger than, well, here's a picture of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Try to spin it around without unplugging anything.
Yeah, I mean, they got five on a plate with some, what is that, ranch? You dip them in
it
ranch?
It looks like a spicy ranch, yeah.
Oh, just like everything else.
Yeah, that's pretty new.
The ranch.
You know, the ranch dipping sauce.
I get
sauce.
Some ranch with my nuts.
Do they still have the DNA inside of these
That's what
things?
I was wanting. Yeah, that's what
oh,
I was wondering.
Oh, you mean, do they, yeah.
Do they still have the sperm?
I don't know. Because doesn't that come from the prostate into the testicles? And then, I mean, you're not, are you always walking around with, like
a, I think so.
With that in your testicles?
I thought that's where it was produced. Do it.
Well, we can Google the recipe if y'all want to get into that. Maybe we'll focus on that tomorrow. We'll come back with that information tomorrow. Part two, bull nuts.
Yeah, we'll do a deep dive on the harvesting of the actual nuts.
Now this
is so gross.
I love refried beans, and that's when they say is a misleading name because it's not refried or anything. They just do pinto beans and they smush them up, and then they'll put them in grease or lard, and put onion flavors and garlics and all that garlic. But then they show this picture, and it's a bowl of refried beans with green peas sprinkled on top of it.
Green peas?
That's just dumb. Now, I don't, that could be like a traditional Mexican way of eating them in parts of Mexico, but I have never, ever seen that.
No.
And I love Mexican food.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So good. I don't want peas, and I like peas. I don't want them on my refried beans, though.
Egg cream.
Yeah, egg cream. What is that?
It's three ingredients. It's a frothy beverage. Does contain dairy in the form of whole milk, and its other two components are chocolate syrup and seltzer.
Oh, okay, seltzer.
So,
like a fizzy chocolate milk.
Yeah, like a
They made them in soda shops and stuff like that. That's
why they were called soda chocolate sodas because of the fizzy in it.
Fizz. Ugh, that does not
right.
Sound, yeah, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But an egg. Where do you get the egg?
Because probably because of the, it may have the first ones had eggs and cream in them.
Ah.
So that's why. And that's what I always thought the difference between a malt and a milkshake is, that there's an egg in a malt.
Is there?
That's what I thought that when I was growing up, that one had egg in it. And I don't know where I got that.
Yeah.
But you know what used to always taste like a malt to me was that. Have you ever had Carnation instant breakfast drink?
I don't think so, but I know what it is.
It comes in these pouches, and you just shake it up with milk or stir it into milk. And it was kind of a protein shake of its day.
Before.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just sugar and chocolate. I mean, it was delicious. Was it absolutely good? Delicious.
You mix the powder in with a glass of milk, mm-hmm. and then it becomes whatever flavor. Yeah.
And they marketed it to kids. They drink it before you go to school. It's your breakfast, Carnation instant breakfast.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. But it's delicious. I don't even know if they still make it, but if they do, it's it's good. It's a good try. Spotted dick.
Spotted dick.
Yeah.
That's a UK thing, I know.
Mm-hmm. Also sometimes called spotted dog and railway cake. Spotted dick is a steamed pudding peppered with dried fruit like raisins. The dessert has a consistency similar to that of a sponge cake. It looks pretty good. It almost looks like a, I don't know, kind of like a muffin, but not, it's more the consistency of a coffee cake. I think not a coffee cake, but you know, those cakes that they have that don't have any icing on them. They're really moist and all.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
When I was a kid, they were called snacking cakes. You could buy them.
And that's how I would pick. Yeah, like a individual snack cake kind of thing.
It looks good.
With raisins on it, though?
I love raisins. I eat raisins every day of my life. Plain, just, I keep a giant container like you get at Costco and all of sun-made raisins.
Just a handful of raisins going by?
Mm-hmm. Truffle oil, which, again, to me is way overrated. Corned beef is another misleading name. The deliciousness of corned beef has a lot to do with the beef brisket rather than the corn. In fact, the word corned is the name of the dish, in the name of the dish, refers to the coarse salt, not actual corn.
Oh, really? That's why it's called corn? Can I ask why truffle oil is misleading?
Oh.
It's truffle and it's oil, isn't it?
Celebrated for the intense and earthy flavors and aroma, truffles are not easy to cultivate. So I think because they're so hard to find and everything, and they have those pigs that have to get them out, they don't really use truffles as much.
Oh.
Let's see. In the wild, truffles grow beneath the ground, close proximity to certain trees, and again, pigs or trained dogs. The seasonal fungus is also tricky to cultivate. Controlled but limited supplies and their steep price tag has come up with the next best thing, truffle oil.
Oh, so you're not getting you're not getting chunks of truffle in it, but
the oil is
made from truffles. Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that misleading.
Like saying that peanut butter is misleading.
Yeah.
Because it's not actual peanuts.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's that misleading.
See, and again, these are a lot of British. Cream crackers. Square biscuits, the rounded corners, light and crunchy in texture, but there's no cream in them. Then the last one is gunpowder tea.
Gunpowder tea.
Yeah. So you mean it really doesn't have gunpowder in it?
Oh, okay. All right.
Get the hell out of here.
Stop it.
Dumb. But, I mean, this is interesting because it proves that the British culinary world is disgusting.
Yeah. Exactly. There was a British guy on TikTok trying to defend. People were making fun of that dish that they have called beans on toast, which is like baked beans that they just dump on toast. He goes, I can't believe it. Obviously, it's not our finest meal, but not everything has to be, you know, a spicy pickled buffalo chicken ass nugget. You know what I'm saying? We have basic meals. It's kind of funny, but people love ripping on the beans on toast.
So you notice Bobby Parrish that, you know, we follow, and he's organic and gives you tips on healthy foods and, you know, has a little scanner where you scan the barcode and it'll tell you whether it's Bobby approved or not. Well, I've noticed in his videos he pronounces it vitamins instead of vitamins.
Oh gosh.
So I had a comment yesterday and I said, does Bobby pronounce vitamins the British way because he's being funny or because he thinks it's more worldly and sophisticated.
Yeah.
And I got a response in my DMs. And I first thought, oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
What is this about?
You about to confront me.
Because I was asking the other commenters, you know, because I didn't figure old Bobby would be doing anything. But Bobby sent a message, and it said, here's your link. And it was just a link to the bread he was advertising.
Yeah.
Because I like him okay and all that. But if he's saying vitamins just because that's the way he wants to pronounce it because the British people do,
no.
I can't see myself liking him anymore. What do Bobby and I have in common at that point? We have almost nothing in common as it is.
Yeah.
But if he's saying vitamins on purpose and it's not to be funny or you know, sarcastic in any way,
yeah,
me and Mr. Bobby's going to have a problem.
Unacceptable. That is obnoxious. Come on. We don't say it like that.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Stand in the middle of Sam's Club talking about vitamins.
Oh,
the hell out of here. Mr. Bobby.
Yeah, a guy named Bobby shouldn't even be talking like that. Your name Bobby.
Bobby Parrish.
Yeah, exactly.
Bobby Parrish.
What do you know about the UK? Stay here.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.